Been thinking about a subject over the past several days. And Sister Wright has touched on it tonight. And that word is blessed. And when I look at the definition of blessed, if I wanted a quick one, it would say happy. Well, you know, we want to go deeper than that tonight. Because otherwise, people that go down to the casino and get a pile of money, they could say, I'm blessed. But you know what? We want to think about blessed as being as something that comes from God. And I was looking at another definition. It's spiritual happiness. But you know what? When we have spiritual happiness, the natural is going to come right along behind it. It's spiritual happiness and the favor of God. We sing that song, number 175, the third verse starts out, bless me, O my Savior, bless me. Lord, I would like to have a blessing from you. You know, we're not talking about temporal things. We're talking about being blessed by God tonight. And here's something that I want us to think about. I'm finding this through the scriptures. A lot of times God's blessing comes with a requirement. It's conditional a lot of times. And I'd like to look at some of those conditions because I think of the children of Israel and how they were blessed by God. And he told them in Deuteronomy, you haven't seen anything yet of the blessings that I want to pour out on you. And I would like to look at the blessings that he wanted to pour out on them first of all. I would like to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And I would like to start in the second verse. It says, if you'll do something, and we're going to pass that up for a little bit, then here's what's going to happen. These blessings are going to come on thee and overtake you. You're not even going to have to pray about them. They're just going to be catching up with you. God's blessings are going to be poured out on you. It says, this starts to tell us the condition here. So let's don't look at the condition yet. You're going to have blessings just come on you and overtake you. It says you'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. And it goes through all these things. But look at the 7th verse. This would be a really nice blessing because they have had the enemy come after them so many times. It says, the Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways. Now that's a pretty good blessing. And we see that happen in the Bible. We see that with Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, how the enemy came one way. 3 groups of them came all united together. And when they left, they were fighting. Well, they didn't leave. They were fighting each other, killing each other. The blessings of God was on them. And it goes on down. It keeps on giving them blessings. And it says in the 13th verse, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only. Thou shalt not be beneath. Now, if you would stop and take all these verses, I mean, it's blessings that are natural things also. It says that he will bless your fields. He will bless your efforts. He will bless everything about you. So this blessing that comes from the Lord is not just, okay, it's only you come on Sunday night and I'll give you a little blessing. It's going to be a spiritual blessing only. But I don't care about your temporal things. No, his temporal things are some of those things that just overtake us. But now I would like to see, it's conditional. I've got something that I've got to do. So let's go back to the first verse. It shall come to pass. Now this is a promise. This is going to happen. But there's that little word right there. This is going to happen if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And you know what? We saw that. We saw that when he took them into the Canaan land. And you remember how when they had seen it 40 years before, the testimony was, we're grasshoppers from most of the spies. We can't take this land. It's too much for us. But when the Lord was with them, remember when they took Jericho? It put a fear in all the other places out ahead of them. Because they had heard about the Jordan River opening up. And if their God can do this, you know, all those gods that they had been worshiping, idols that they had been worshiping, there had never been one that could open up the Jordan River and let a crew pass through like that. And now they have taken this city. And we understand it wasn't because of a military power that they had. Somebody came and told us that they just for every day, they walked around it quiet. And then on the seventh day, they shouted and the walls fell down. You know what? That puts fear in everybody. This God that they're serving is able to bless them, blessings that will overtake them. But then we start seeing this if. And it says in that second verse that we read, all these blessings shall come on thee, they'll overtake thee. And again, here's that if. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Has anything changed for 2021 with God?
No.
I don't think so. I think it's still just the same.
Yes.
I want to bless my people.
Yes.
If. That little old word still hangs there to determine the blessings that he will give us. Now, you know, he has temporal blessings that he gives to all mankind. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. So he has some things that he blesses people with. But I'm thinking about those spiritual blessings that God can give after we have hearkened to the voice of the Lord thy God. And if we go on down, even the 13th verse finishes out with, and the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, you'll not be beneath. And there's that word again. Here's all this list of 13 verses that the Lord will do for you. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and do them, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand, the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. So here's the blessings, children of Israel, that I want to give to you, if you will obey my commandments. Well, you know, this chapter does not end. Have you ever read the 28th chapter? It's split up in two pieces.
Yes. Yes.
The first one is a blessing. If you will hearken.
Yes.
But then he turns around in the 15th verse. It's going to come to pass. Here's another promise from God Almighty. It's going to come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe. And he starts out saying almost word for word what the first of that chapter has been. Except that if you don't hearken, then each of these verses, instead of saying there's a blessing, said there's going to be a curse that comes with not hearkening. You know what? I believe we're faced tonight in 2021 in our world around us. We're seeing the curse. It's not God himself doing it. It's God pulling himself back. And let man do what he wants to do. If you will hearken, I got some blessings for you. But if you don't hearken, they turn into curses. And he gave almost the same, if you read it, it's almost exactly the same wording, except a blessing is changed for cursing. They're going to come against you and they're going to win the battles. You're going to be the tail and not the head. And we look at the times when Israel was walking close to God. He did exactly what he said that he would do. And, but if not. So I think about Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived. Talk about blessings being poured out on him. You remember the first dream? Solomon, you just ask me whatever you want. Now that's a blessing right there. You ask whatever you want and I'll give it to you. I believe he knew Solomon's heart. I believe he knew that Solomon down inside without even having said it yet Lord, I'm just a child. I don't know how to go out, come in. I don't know how to rule this people. And then Solomon tells that to the Lord. And the Lord gives him the wisdom that he needed, plus the temporal blessings that came along with it. But you know what? That was the same way with Solomon. You want these blessings to overtake you? Hearken diligently to the laws that I give you. You think the wisest man that ever lived did not know what the laws of God was? I believe he knew clearly. But there's a danger for us. If I want the spiritual blessings to come, I'm going to have to do it God's way. And I think it was a problem for Solomon then, and it can be a problem for us today. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. It is so easy for human reasoning to come in today. It was easy for it to come in before. I could just see Solomon. It looked like, as we read about him, the first one that he married was a daughter of Pharaoh. You know, if you start marrying the daughters of some of these kings, you're going to have an affinity with them. There'll surely not be battles from those people anymore. You've got their children, their grandchildren. That just seems like smart thinking right there. Except for one thing. Deuteronomy had already happened. The law had already come. I'll give you these blessings if you obey my commandments. So it wasn't a surprise for Solomon. Maybe in his mind, the smartest man that ever lived, wisest man that ever lived, he felt like this will do it. But then it tells us, I believe it's in the 11th chapter, 1 Kings, that his wives turned his heart away from God. God said it will happen a long time ago. And the wisest man that ever lived probably thought, I'll be different. I'll be able to make this be different. But for us to have blessings, for Solomon to have blessings, it's going to be if we will hearken diligently to his word. I need to be asking the Lord, Lord, you search my life. If there's anything that you want to adjust, just show it to me. Because I can't make his blessings come, the spiritual blessings. So I think about Solomon. He died one day. And to me, that's got to be one of the saddest stories in the Bible. Because David failed God, and I get to read the chapter of his prayer of repentance. Solomon failed God, and we're still trying to figure out if we can put him in the Bible and make him right. All he would have needed, the wisest man that ever lived, could have just given one prayer of repentance. Instead, what he did was went out and tried to do what Saul tried to do to David. Kill the man that God's going to put in his place. Jeroboam coming along. And God tells Jeroboam, I'm going to give you 10 of these tribes. You know, when he talks about 10 tribes and 2 tribes and 1 tribe, putting these all together, you know what? This is a family. We think about these all being different nations. But you know, all these folks came from one family. They were all together at one time. So you remember where Jeroboam and the children of Israel came to Rehoboam. Solomon's dead now. Rehoboam is Solomon's son. He's the king now. And they come to him and say, your dad made our load really heavy. I tell you what, if you'll make it lighter, we will serve you. We will be your servants. You know, you'd think a king would take that into consideration. Rehoboam went to the old men, said, what do you think about it? They said, I tell you what, if you do that, you'll have some servants that will follow you. But then he went to the young men. What do you think about it? They said, I tell you what, tell them they haven't seen anything yet. You think it was bad with my dad, it's going to be much worse with me. We're going to cause your life to be so miserable. Now you check and see who wants to follow that. They didn't. So he lost 10 tribes because he was not willing to humble himself and follow God's law with the blessings that would have come with it. I was reading some. Most of the fighting that the children of Israel did after that time was against each other. That is so sad. They lost the blessing that God wanted to give them. If you hearken, you know, Jeroboam, God gave him 10 tribes and gave him the same command. If you will follow me, I'll bless you. And Jeroboam starts thinking in his head, I'm not from Jerusalem. My people, my 10 tribes were over here, what's now Samaria. And if I don't do something, these folks are going to Jerusalem to worship. So I'm going to set up a place to worship with some golden calves. How quick he moved away from it. And all the times like this caution light flashing, if you will obey, I got some blessings. They'll just overtake you. You don't even have to pray for them. They'll just follow you around. And instead, much of their fighting was between each other. And I looked at one of those in 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter. Asa, we read about King Asa, but his father was Abijah. And there was a battle between him and Jeroboam. And it says, here's what the number of people that died in that battle. Abijah, I guess at that time, had been following the Lord. And he gave a testimony to Jeroboam about how they had been fought. Abijah's group had been following the Lord, Judah. And while he was doing it, Jeroboam sent people around to surround their army. They had, I believe it was 400,000 people on the side of Judah. You know how many people that is? That's a bunch of folks. But if you look in there, in the 7th verse, it says God helped in that battle, and Judah slew of Jeroboam's people 500,000 people. That's a 500,000 people. If you took how many, and I'm just taking, here's what the Bible says, 500,000 people died in that. And you know what? These weren't heathens that had come to take them over. These were brethren, fighting brethren. Deuteronomy 28 said, if you will hearken to my commandments, I'll make you the head and not the tail. Asa had a heart to follow God. If you read about it, I believe 14th chapter or so of 2 Chronicles. When he became king, he started having the idols put away, ready to serve God. Seemed like he did pretty good. But one day he heard, here they come. Children of Israel are coming for another battle. And what did he do? He paid out of the Lord's house, took money from that and sent it to the king of Syria and said, we need help fighting this battle. You know, when you read Deuteronomy 28, it didn't ever say, you might come into some battles that are more than I can help you with. So just prepare, have you some money ready if you need to pay somebody to help you out. It doesn't say that. It says, if you will diligently hearken unto me, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And when Asa hired them to come and help, it didn't turn out to be a blessing for him. You know, we sing a song sometime, what a friend we have in Jesus. It says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. You know, if I could just realize God still has a requirement today for his blessings to flow in my life. But you know what? He's got just as many blessings for us in 2021 that he wants to overtake us if we will hearken diligently to his commands. So I would like to look for a little bit at what some of the requirements are for us to be blessed. We read this in the 5th chapter of Matthew. We call it the Beatitudes. And it gives us just little snapshots of, if you want God's blessing on your life, here's what you put into your life. So let's look at some of those. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So I was looking at that one. You know, there's verses all through the Bible Thus saith, one of them is in Isaiah. Let's just look there. Isaiah 57. This is God speaking here. Isaiah 57 and 15. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. So, you know, he could have stopped right there. And you're wasting your time to try to reach me. You remember where he talked about the importuning widow? She had a need. And she kept going back to the judge. And the judge didn't fear God or man. But she kept on doing it. And he said, I'll tell you what, lest she weary me, I'm going to give her what she wants so she'll quit coming and bothering me. And then Jesus said something. He didn't say, I just told you this story, but don't try that with me. I believe what he was wanting for us to realize, you know what, I can keep calling out to God for the needs that I have. He wants me to keep calling out to him for the needs I have. But there's something that is very important with this. He didn't stop with where he dwells in the high and holy place. He said, with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So what he's looking for is a people that has an humble opinion of themselves. Who I am compared to who God is. I was made with dust and God created it. I'm going back to dust one day. You know, Sister Wright told us how much she needs the Lord for every step. You know, we have that song, I Need Thee Every Hour. It also goes down to, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. You know, really, every one of us can't. If God draws back life and breath from us, and I have been made to realize that the last few weeks. I was feeling great when I went to Monarch. And by the time I came home and for the next 2 weeks, I just did not have strength. Was off work a lot of that time. And you know what? If God didn't put strength back in there, I'd still be without strength. I need to realize and go back to the Lord and acknowledge how much I am in need of his help. And very thankful for the times when he helps me. There's another verse in 1 Peter 5 and 5. That we're to be subject one to another, and it says, be clothed with humility. That when someone looks at us, at me, that what they see is not some forced humility, but just an humble person, recognizing who I am before God. But then there's another, we go on to the next one. So we need to be poor in spirit, realizing how much we need God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I read this in the commentary. It says, everyone flies from sorrow and seeks after joy. Yet true joy is the fruit of sorrow. Those who feel spiritual poverty, lamenting the iniquity that separated them from the fountain of blessedness, is the person that is blessed. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And then the fifth verse, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Mild of temper, soft and gentle. And it says of Moses, Moses was very meek above all people on the face of the earth. Now that's meek when he has that testimony of a man. Then we get down to 5 and 6. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. You know, there's a lot of people thirsty and hungry today for something. Sister Maxine told us today about there's some gods out in the world. Entertainment, you look at the hunger and thirst that people have for the entertainment world. The hunger and thirst that people have for the sports industry. All of those things, they're hungering and thirsting after something. This one says, there's a blessing on those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. What I'm hungry and thirsty for is I want it in my own life. When all around me, there's a religious world that says you can't live a righteous life. I want to hunger and thirst after it. And with that will come a blessing. Then the 7th verse, It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I was looking in the commentary on it. It's a lively emotion of the heart, which is excited by the discovery of any creature's misery, human or animal. Does it stir something in you if you see an animal suffering? You know, it's good if it does. I don't want to be, I can just kill something for killing it and does not bother. It doesn't matter to me to see it hurt. Maybe I have it overboard the other way, but I don't like fishing because I see how that old fish flops around when he's got that hook hooked in his jaw. And I asked somebody about it. I said, that's got to be painful. They said, oh no, that fish isn't even feeling it. I said, well, he's jumping for something. I don't mind eating it, but I don't like to see it suffer. But you know, I think there should be a softness about us, whether it's human. You know, we're living in a world of a lot of human need. I don't want to get so callous that I can just drive right on by it, and that's your problem. Blessed are the merciful. You know, because I surely need to obtain mercy myself. May I extend it to a hurting world around me. And then there's another one. Blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. And I don't believe that verse is just saying in heaven. I believe we'll be able to see God in things all around us when we have a purity in our heart. Both now and later, we'll be able to see God. We're living in a world where there's not much purity that's even being spewed out for your thoughts to catch on to, whether you wanted to or not. May we be able to take control of our mind and be able to turn off those things that are impure presented to us. Because here's what I want to do. I want the blessing that the first half of Deuteronomy 28 says it will give. To do that, I've got to take these Beatitudes and I've got to put each one of them in my life. This one is keep purity in our life. And then it goes on down the next one. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, we're living in a time today where your life could be spared if you take advantage of this verse. You know, it wasn't so long ago that road rage only meant that somebody would roll their window down and holler some names at you or something. You know, people lose their life today over it. There's something that I need to realize here. Blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called, They'll be called the children of God. I need to be a soft answer. Yes. Turneth away wrath. You know what? There's a window that I'm finding that people have. You got just a very short little time to be careful of how you act because you could lose your life from it. I don't know if y'all remember hearing Sister Rich telling about out there in California. Said she was just driving along, didn't know that she'd done anything wrong. But a vehicle pulled up beside her and he was making motions and he was saying, and she knew he was very mad. And he followed along with her for quite a while. And you know, her response from that, that's not a time to blow your horn and tell him to get on out of the way, go on with your business. She said, you know what I did? She said, I started praying and I started crying to the Lord. And I thought, well, yeah, I'd probably cry too. That'd be an emotional time. But no, what she was doing was telling the Lord. She said, Lord, I am so sorry. I don't even know what I did. But I believe I've ruined this guy's day. He is probably not going to have a good day. He's not going to be happy when he gets to work. He may still not be happy when he gets home. So, Lord, what I want to do is I want to send up some prayers for him. I'd like for you to bless him today. Now, that's some way to take road rage. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. You know what? May we be a people that that are a gentle people, even when stirred by others around us. There'll be a blessing that comes from it. Meekness and temperance. And then in the 10th verse of the 5th chapter of Matthew, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, when I went over to Austria and went in to visit Brother Allen, 2 years later, you know, we read about Joseph. He lost a lot of his years, but you know, that's a long time ago. Time's passing too fast for us to lose much time now. I got things I want to do. And you know what? The Lockharts did too. And yet, here's a blessing for them. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You remember the disciples when they were taken in and they were beaten and they were told, don't speak in this name anymore. Did they say, oh, that hurts so bad, we won't say it never again? It says they went out and they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. You know, I believe that's what's happening tonight with the Lockharts. Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy. I'd like to look at another verse in Proverbs, the 10th chapter. Because you know what? I would like to have the Lord's blessings on my life. In Proverbs 10, because we read that in the first part of the 28th chapter. That sounded pretty good. 10 and 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Now, you know, you could say I'm happy with the life that I'm going. The people out in sin can say I'm happy with what I'm doing. But you know what? There's some sorrow that comes along with it. The blessing that the Lord gives, he adds no sorrow. There'll be no sorrow that'll follow along behind it. Remember when we finished up the story of the man that had the fields brought in plentifully, and he looked at it all and he says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater. Now, you know, that was rich. It says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Well, this one was not acceptable by the Lord. When he said, I tell you what, I'm going to tear down my barns, I'm going to build greater. I'm going to say to my soul, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And then God spoke, thou fool, this night your soul will be required of you. And who shall all these be? And then there was a little verse that came along with that. And it says, it's just like that to those people who are not rich towards God. You know, when we're trying to bring it in for ourselves and yet we're not rich toward God, it's trouble that can come with us. There's true riches, and those will have the blessing of God on it. I was thinking again of, for us to be able to have God's blessings, it's conditional. There's something that I need to do. And I've used this many, many times. It's the very first verse in the book of Psalms. There's a blessing to this man, but here's the condition for it. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. And yet, you know, just this verse by itself is not enough to bring the blessing of God on it. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And here's going to be part of that blessing. In a time where it's dry all around us, in the world around us, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His delight, the thing that he enjoys doing, Yes, he's turned his back on these other things, the things that are ungodly. He's staying away from ungodly people, but he's also doing something else. He has a desire. He has a delight in the law of the Lord, and he meditates in it day and night. And I think it had to be more than just him thinking about it. He applied it into his life. Psalms 119 and 11. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night. So he's storing away some scripture. And the reason for storing that away is, I'm doing it so that I might not sin against thee. When temptation comes, there's a scripture to tell me. There was a scripture that could have spared David all the trouble that came to him. It was where he was allowing his mind to go. And you know what? His mind may not have been on sinful things when he stepped out the door. But you know what? If he had been meditating on the Word of God, the Ten Commandments had already been given. What if through that day he had been meditating on each one of those and what value they had in his life if he would keep them there? There would be a blessing that would come. There would be some blessings that would overtake him if he obeyed just the Ten Commandments. You know, he violated several of those in a short period of time, and he didn't even seem to think about it. There's protection for us in a world that is wicked all around us, and the devil is trying to pull every one of us down, that we can have the victory. And I believe this is one of those places. We have got so much today that we can fill our mind with, and it's not even sinful. You know what? I can fill my mind today about what might be happening in Afghanistan to where I don't have another bit of room left. It's full of that. Or so many other things. But this one said, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, I've got something to do with this. I want God's blessings on my life. I want them to overtake me. I'm in need of them. But there's a lot that I have to do with it. But then before we close, is it possible? You know, I'm asking the Lord, I want you to bless me. Does the scriptures tell anything about me blessing God? Yes. Is it even possible for me that he's already reminded me, remember, you're dust. I'm up here, you're down here. I'm looking for an humble and a contrite heart. He could say, there is no way that you can bless me. You know what? We can bless the Lord. I'd like to look at, before we close, I'd like to look at a few of those. Psalms 103. Can you imagine I have the ability to make him happy? I'd like to be able to do that. I believe Sister Wright did that tonight with her thanksgiving for what he did. What if she'd just come in and said, oh, finally made it. He hasn't helped me out for so long. I've been wanting to come all along. He never did it. And that's all the testimony. No, she came in saying, thank God for what he has done. And I believe there'll be a blessing come from that. Psalms 103 and 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, this one starts out for me being able to do something. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. What are some of his benefits? If you can draw in another breath of air, it's a benefit from God. If we have had COVID and recovered, it's a benefit from God. You know, I can read the story so easy and be going on with it. Of the 10 lepers, all of them were healed, and only one came back to thank the Lord. You know, I would like to thank the Lord as many times as I prayed over these past few weeks. Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot get my strength back. I didn't do it just once. I asked him over and over. I want to return to him with thanksgiving. You know, I don't even want to forget the trip to overseas to Austria. I don't want to just say, thank you, Lord. Appreciate your help. And move on and forget it. I want to look back at the past. Because, there was a book written, Lest We Forget. Sister Margaret Eck. lest we forget. Maybe we won't write that book out for people to read. I need to have that book stored in my head. Lord, I remember this time you helped me. This, you know what? We don't have to go back 20 years. With all the things that are happening right now, we can go back just a few weeks. Thank you, Lord, for helping me when I had the COVID. Thank you, Lord, for helping me when I went over to Austria and I thought, I don't know if I can even do this. Thank you, Lord, for the protection that you gave and brought us back and for all of us. Thank the Lord for giving Sister Wright the ability to come to a meeting, giving them the transportation that would allow her to come. I think about Dad. God blessed him and Aunt Nelda both with some years of freedom because things had been invented that could help them to be able to come. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. He forgives all thine iniquities. He heals all thine diseases. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. All of the things, I think we can make him happy if we will return with thanks for what he's done and praise for who he is. There was a reminder to the people in Deuteronomy, because this reminder is something that I need. I want his blessings on my life. And here's the things that do it. In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, and in the 6th verse, here goes this same requirement again. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. He's talking to the children of Israel. God's fixing to bring them into a land that they didn't have to work. They didn't have to build the houses. They didn't have to plant the gardens. They're going to go from having nothing to having so much in a hurry. He says, the Lord, 7th verse, the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, fountains and depths, spring out of valleys and hills. And he goes through there just telling all the things that he's given them. And he says, 10th verse, when thou hast eaten and art full, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God. Here is an opportunity for me to bless him with thanks and praise for the things that he gives me. Could you know how easy it is in our world today? I can feel like I'm a strong person. I was able to get up this morning and go work, and it's my intelligence that caused me to have a good job that pays good money, and I'm able to pay my bills, and I'm able to buy groceries. You know how quick all that can change? So quick. And if I have my heart set on those things, I'm in trouble. So this tells me, when you've eaten and are full, start blessing God for the good land that he has given you. And then he goes along, here comes another beware. You know, if we will look for him, we'll find these all through the scriptures. Beware, because there's something that can stop the flow of his blessing to me. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command thee this day. And here's the danger. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. You remember over in Deuteronomy 28, he said, my blessings, if you're following me, my blessings are going to be doing all these things. It's just going to be multiplying. It's going to be more than what you could. But here's the danger. Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And on down in the 17th verse, and thou say in thine heart, I would never say this. I don't ever want to think it. My power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware. What was part of that covenant? You obey me, and I'm going to have some blessings that's going to come your way. Don't forget, in this time that we're in, it's so important for me to realize how much I need God. And I think really, if we can say there was anything good that came from all this after Monarch, I believe it helped me to realize how fragile we are. You know, we prayed for so many months here in our congregation for the Lord, if it would be his will to keep us free from COVID. So I never really understood what it meant to have it. And then it comes and we lose all of our strength. If it did anything for us all, it helped us to realize how much we need God. Every day we need God. He blessed us spiritually the first half of the meeting. But then I believe he wanted us to be able to come back to him. And I tell you, I think he had more prayers come up to him in the 2 weeks after Monarch. I know he got some from my house. Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do anything. And then you hear somebody else has got it and somebody else. Folks, we need the Lord just like that. Even when COVID goes away, we need him to be able to help us. So this is telling us, be real careful, lest your heart get lifted up. So I'd like to look at another one over in Psalms. Psalms 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. You remember when God talked to Job? Job started forgetting who God was and who he was and said, I'd like to have an audience with God. I wish I could talk to him about some of these things. And God said, gird up your loins. Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Here, bless the Lord, O my soul. And how did he do it? He started thinking about what all God had done. If we would just take the first chapter of Genesis and spend some time thinking about it, we will bless the Lord. We will start realizing, you know what? He only needed a word to speak it into existence. He spoke and light. Let there be light, and there was light. And it was interesting to me, there still was no sun. He produced light without a sun. The sun came like the fourth day or something before he did it. He separated the light from the dark before he had the sun and the moon. God, if we will just stop a little bit and look at who God is, what a mighty God we serve, we'll be able to bless him. That's what this chapter is doing, is I'm looking at all the things that God has done, and it causes me to bless him. One more, Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. May we be able to do this. Bless the Lord. Make the Lord happy with me, recognizing what all he has done for me. There's a song that we sing and we wait till Christmas time a lot of times to sing it. Joy to the World. It says he comes to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found. Wherever there was a curse, he would like to put a blessing in its place. You know what? With mankind today, he would like to do the same thing. Where there's a curse, he would like to change that and make it a blessing. There is a verse of a song, because I'd like for the Lord to bless my life. This is that verse of song. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me, as I sit low at thy feet. O look down in love upon me, let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Keep me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness. And I believe his blessing will come as I bless him. That is our prayers.